This is the Unconquered Podcast on Seminole Sports Radio, part of the VSporto Network, bringing you all Noles all the time.
At Florida State, we won national championships and ACC championships.
Back to some basics, consistency in what we're doing. Guys getting rolled banged and bruised, working a bunch of different situations, making progress.
You have to have success, so you know something, I can really do this.
It's the Unconquered Podcast here on Seminole Sports Radio. This is your host, Jason Staples. Going to do a quick and dirty preview of the Chattanooga Florida State game coming up this weekend. And to be honest, folks, there's just not a whole lot to say. Chattanooga is overmatched. Florida State is not coming into this game doing anything other than trying to prepare as well as they can for Florida and come out injury free. Aside from that, basically all you're really wanting to get from this game, if you're Florida State, is maybe get Dalvin Cook some stats in the first half, get him a few carries to let him go off and get over 100 yards, maybe a touchdown or two, and then have him hopefully out of the game by the second half, so that he's not getting any further wear and tear on that body and keeping him fresh for Florida. Really, what you're trying to do is blow this team out and rest your guys. I mean, that's really all you're trying to do. Now, I mean, as FCS teams go, Chattanooga is, they're actually number 8 in FCS, which means they're better than a lot of FBS teams. I mean, they're better than Texas State was at the beginning of the year. They're 8-2. They're going to win their conference at the FCS level. It's the Southern Conference. They're going to probably be more of an issue than Texas State was, although this Florida State team is more mature than they were at the beginning of the year. So, you know, you got to factor that in as well. But at the end of the day, the Chattanooga Mocs, they rely on running the football. They average over 200 rushing yards a game, and so far this season, Florida State's opponents have just not been able to run the football all that much. They run some spread option. Their quarterback is pretty close to 1,000 yards on the season. They've got a quality tailback. So in that regard, in a lot of ways, they're actually a really good prep for Florida because of Treyon Harris and Fred Taylor Jr. and the rest. That Florida team wants to run the football as well, and this is schematically and in terms of personnel, in terms of what they're trying to do, it's actually a good preparation for Florida State's defense to get a look at this kind of offense with a quarterback who's a run threat. And a team that wants to establish the run from the spread a little bit. And, you know, that basically is as good of a warm up on that side of the ball as what you want. Now, ideally, like I said, you blow this team out, you come out on offense and you take care of business on the offensive side of the ball. But, you know, again, FCS teams have bitten FBS teams before. I just don't think that this is one of those situations. I think ultimately Florida State should have little difficulty in terms of the final outcome. Bottom line is, when you're an FCS team and you rely on running the football, and Florida State has been as good as they have up front all season, that's going to be a tall order. I mean, I think it's going to be difficult for them to get into the double digits in outside of garbage time scoring-wise. And Florida State probably scores in the 30s, maybe in the 40s, if Florida State's offense continues to improve and continues to respond to Sean McGuire at quarterback. Now, the one thing I think to look for if you're a Florida State fan here is you want to see Florida State get a lot of extra time for some of the younger wide receivers, particularly some of the bigger kids. So Javon Harrison, it's yet to be seen whether he's going to be quite ready after a concussion on an uncalled targeting against Clemson. George Campbell is a guy that you want to get more reps at this point. And also Auden Tate, if he's really ready to go with that foot and with that toe, and he should be at this point. So this is a game where if it's me, if I'm Jimbo Fisher, if I'm Lawrence Dawsey, I'm actually making extra room. I'm making extra space in the rotation this week to try to get those guys some reps and get those guys some opportunities, particularly in the red zone, tight zone area, because that may be something you need against Florida. Florida's secondary may be the best in the country, and you know, certainly one of the top three or four in the country, and you may need a George Campbell or an Auden Tate or somebody like that, or Javon Harrison to be able to contribute in that game, particularly once things get tight, once things get down into the red zone, tight zone. You've got to basically be, you ideally you want to have somebody that can stretch the field vertically, and put some pressure on that defense, particularly with Sean McGuire's strong suit of throwing the football downfield. And this is where, you know, you hope that maybe Javon Harrison, who's spent more time catching from Sean McGuire the last couple of years, would be one of those guys that would be ready in that situation. But we'll see what happens in that. You know, that they're, those receivers have been banged up and battling various injuries all season. It's just been remarkable with the younger wide receivers. They've just not been able to stay healthy, and then you start missing reps and you get behind, and then it's tough to get on the field. So, you know, by this point in the season, you know, you've got these freshman receivers that you're hoping to get something out of, and you just really haven't gotten a whole lot out of any of them at this point. But a game against an FCS team like this gives them an opportunity to get some live reps and get some confidence, and maybe you can see whether or not one of them can provide a vertical threat for that Florida game. That's sort of the game within the game on the offensive side of the ball. If you're Florida State, that's what I want. That's what I'm going to be looking at. What I'm paying attention to in this game is, are they going to be able to make some room for some of those younger receivers in a game that is a little bit lower pressure, a game that you really should win because you can control it up front. And, you know, again, this is another opportunity for the offensive line to, which has Brock Rubel back at right tackle, even though he's banged up. It's another opportunity for the offensive line to maybe gel just a little bit with the starting lineup that they maybe feel a little bit more comfortable with than when they had Mavetti, who's still pretty overweight, at that right tackle position. So, I mean, it's that's another thing. That offensive line, you hope that they get over the false start issues before next year. I don't anticipate that it would be a problem next year. I mean, all you have to do, I've repeated this before, all you have to do is look at North Carolina this year. They have one of the best offensive lines in the country. And if I'd told you, and I did tell North Carolina fans last year and some of the work that I do on that side, that I expected them to be dramatically improved on the offensive line this year. And a lot of them didn't believe it because they were very bad on the offensive line last year. But all it takes is a little bit of experience. And when you return an entire unit, it's a lot easier. And that's one of the things. When you return a majority of a unit, you can plug one guy in and maybe make up for his mistakes here and there. But when you got four new guys, it's tough. And when you got five different starting lineups and nine different guys, eight new guys, that makes it even more difficult. But this is, again, an opportunity for the offensive line to get just a little bit more experience as a unit with this particular unit. Again, they've gone through so many different units at this point that because of injuries and because of other factors that they just need some time. And this gives them an opportunity there against a team that they run a 4-2-5. It's not exactly the same scheme that that Florida's going to run, but they'll give them, again, they're going to run a lot of the same kinds of concepts in the run game and so on that they'll run against Florida. So the main thing there is again, on the offensive side, get Dalvin Cook the ball a little bit early. Try to get yourself a lead. Let the defense give you good field position. Get Dalvin Cook a dozen carries or so. Let him get his 100 yards and a couple scores, and then try to do what you can with giving Patrick a few more carries and Vickers as well, and give those guys a run. You don't want to show too much here, and you don't want to get some of your key guys out. Put some of your key guys out there for too long. That's the bottom line here. Not really much to say. I'm not going to stretch this out a whole lot further. There's just not a whole lot to say about a matchup against an FCS team. So for those of you who are Florida State fans out there, which is, I'm sure, the vast majority of those who are listening to this podcast, just pay attention to how much time the young wide receivers get and how the defense handles a scheme that's in some respects going to show some of the same types of things in terms of quarterback run game and so on that Florida does. And some of the same threats there. And this, again, is a quality FCS team. So in that regard, you know, it serves as a decent warm-up for Florida. Well, that's going to do it for us today. This has again been the Unconquered Podcast. I'm Jason Staples. You can, of course, follow me on Twitter at Doc Staples. You can follow Seminole Sports Radio at Seminoles Radio for the latest on FSU sports. Please also, those of you who are out there, continue to rate us and to subscribe on through iTunes or whatever, but leave reviews if you've enjoyed this podcast all season. Definitely helps us out quite a bit by pushing us up in the rankings, and really is really appreciated for those of you who've done that. So also invite a friend. The more the merrier here. The bigger the audience we get, the more I'm able to do here. So again, that'll do it for us today. This has been the Unconquered Podcast on Seminole Sports Radio of East Porter Town. I made this.